You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 to 18. He causes all, both great and small, and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. All right, brethren, of course, in a 5-minute devotion, we cannot look at the issue of the end time, particularly that has to do with the number of the beast. But we can highlight a few things that will help our approach of the Bible and how we read other things later on. The first thing I want to highlight here is that the beast is not going to force people to receive the mark of the beast, as many people are thinking. You see, if you have been forced, for example, if 10 soldiers hold my hand down now and they write the mark of the beast on my forehead, what could I have done? Why would God send me to eternal lake of fire because of that? How could I have resisted? So it's not going to be by compulsion, but you will have option to choose. Just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had option. You either worship the beast or we will cast you into the lake of fire. The same thing will be repeated in the days of the Antichrist. It will be that you either receive the mark of the beast or you will not be able to buy and sell and die of hunger and die of pain. You know, most of the movies that show the end times, soldiers arresting people, forcing them to write the mark on them and so on, I'm not sure they are accurate, a reflection of the Bible. But the Bible makes it clear that no one can buy or sell without the mark of the beast. So you will have to choose what to do, whether you want that mark or you will suffer the consequence. That is when it is now a function of your will, because now you have a will. You see, our will must be engaged in order for us to sin, in order for sin to carry eternal consequence. Your will must be engaged. Somebody cannot just do something to you that you don't want, and then God will say, oh, let's throw him into the lake of fire. He's a just God. Then, if you now look at verse 18, he said, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. Now, you want to ask yourself, why will the Bible say, let him who has wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast? What special understanding do you need to count 666? Even a child in primary school can count 666. So what is the understanding there? What is the wisdom? God is saying, the number of the beast, you will only understand it by revelation. It is a mystery. But what you will see is this, that it is not ordinary number. You see, every number you see today are numbers. They are ordinary numbers. They are barcodes. People think barcodes are number of the Antichrist. No, it's not the number of the Antichrist. They are just barcodes. They are just numbered. And everything. What he's saying to us here is that the mark of the beast is not simply a number. It is his ownership identity on your life. It is his mark that you belong to me. It is the mark that I own you. Once you have that mark, you forever belong to me. That's a mystery. And when you now see the number, it is the number you are going to see is not 666. But the number with wisdom, we will be able to detect that it is the number of man. Because if you look at that number, it says 666. What is 6? Adam was created on the first day. He's the sixth man. Jesus is the last Adam. He's also a man. And the devil is going to bring a replica of Adam and Christ. And that is the Antichrist. He's also going to be a man. And each one of them has the same characteristics. Each one must have a wife. So Adam had a woman. Christ has the church. The Antichrist must have those who also receive the mark. And the fate of the wife is going to be the same with the husband. So once anybody received the mark of the beast, they forever sealed their soul. There are no repentance. Nothing can happen again. They now belong to the Antichrist forever. So wherever the Antichrist will end up, that is where they will end up. For those who have chosen Jesus also, wherever Jesus will be, that's where they also will be forever and forever. May the Lord give us understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.